This chazar is zechin nishma bachir cheskel shag b'am yehudim sechtes chulin daf mem zayin. Mark continues where from the last daf. Rav also said if there are two blisters near each other on the lung, there's no way to examine them because even if examination shows that no air escapes, it's still trivial because the fact that there were two blisters near each other means that there was a hole that went completely through at one point. As the Rashi, if there's a blister that looks like two blisters, I mean it looks like it has a dividing line down the middle. So we bring a thorn and we puncture one side of the blister. If the fluid from both sides comes out of that hole, it's treated like one blister and it's kosher. If not, it's treated like two blisters and animals are trefa. Rava also said, the Gemara continues, the lung has five sections. When the dead animal is suspended by its legs and its face is facing the person who's working on the animal, there are three sections to the right, two to the left. If there's an extra section, a missing section, or the number of sections are not on the side that they're supposed to be on, the animal's a trefa. Mark continues, an animal with an extra section in its lung was brought to Maremar. As the person asking for the ruling left the house, Rav Acha asked him how Maremar had passed, and he was told that the animal was kosher. Rav Acha told the person, go back and ask him again. He did so. Maremar said, go tell the person at the door, meaning Rav Acha, that we don't pass him like rubber regarding an animal that has an extra section in the lung. Mar says, this ruling on Maremar is only where the extra section was in a row of the other sections. However, if it was between the rows, it's a trefa. Mara says, an animal with a lung that had an extra section that was between the rows was brought to Rav Ashi for a ruling. He thought to rule there should be a trefa. Rav Huna Mar Bar Avya told him that all animals that eat in the wild have this extra section over there, and therefore it's not a sign of a trefa. The Gemara says, this is only true if the extra section is on the inside part, meaning the side that faces the ground of the lung. But if it's on the top side of the lung, even if it's very small, it's a trefa. Mark continues, Raphram said, if a lung looks like a piece of wood, it's a trefa. Some say he meant that it looks like a piece of wood, meaning it's white and appears like wood. Some say he meant that if it feels like a piece of wood, it's hard like a piece of wood. Some say he meant that the lung was smooth like a piece of wood. It didn't have the many different sections. Rava said, if the lung is blue, like a blue eye salve, it's kosher. If it's black, like dried ink, it's a trefa. Like Rav Chanina said, that black blood is actually red blood that's deteriorated and turned black. If it's green, it's kosher based on Rav Nassan, and if it's red, it's also kosher based on Rav Nassan. We find this in a bris where Rav Nassan said that a baby that was greenish or reddish was only temporarily ill and could recuperate. The same would be if the lung was colored in this way. Rav Kahana said, if the lung looked like the liver, it's kosher. If it looked like meat, it's trefa. The way to remember it is the pasuk that says, Ubasar basada trefa. Rav Sama, the son of Rava, said, if the lung looks like hops, like saffron, or like the yellow of an egg, it's a trefa. If the only yellowish that would be kosher would be the yellow of leek. Mark continues, Ravina said, if part of the lung was clogged, we use a knife to cut open the clogged area. If we find pus there, we know the clog was due to pus and the animal's kosher. If there's no pus, we put a feather or saliva on the place where he cut them, where the cut was made, and we blow up the lung. If the feather or saliva move, it means the air is getting through and the animal's kosher. If not, the animal is a trefa. Mark continues, Ravina said, a scab that forms on a wound on the lung is not a proper scab. It's not considered to really close the hole, and the animal is therefore a trefa. Rabbi Yosef also said, if we hear the sound of escaping air when we blow into the lungs of an animal, if we can tell that where the sound is coming from, we put a feather or some saliva in the, or a piece of straw in the area, if they move, it means the air is escaping the lungs, the animal is a trefa. If they don't, it means there's a hole in the inner membrane and the air is rushing to in between the membranes, and therefore the animal is kosher. If we don't know where the sound is coming from, we put the lungs into a bowl of lukewarm water and we inflate the lungs. If we see bubbles escape, it's a trefa. If not, it's kosher, like we explained previously. Ula, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said, if a lung dissolved, meaning within the outer membrane, to the point that it can be poured like water, it's still kosher. Mar says, it must be that he holds that an internal deficiency does not make an animal into a trefa. Vekmar of Abba asked Ula, our Mishnah says, if a lung is punctured or deficient, the animal is a trefa. What's meant by a deficient lung? It can't mean that it was deficient from the outside, because in that case, that would be a case of a punctured lung. Rather, it must mean that it was deficient internally, and we see that an internal deficiency is considered to be a deficiency and makes the animal a trefa. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah may be referring to where it's missing a piece on the outside, an external deficiency. The reason that the Mishnah gives this case in addition to the case of a puncture is according to the viewer of Shimon, who said that the puncture only makes it a trefa when it reaches all the way to the bronchial tubes. The Mishnah is teaching that that's only true when it's a puncture. However, when it's deficient, when there's a piece missing, it's a trefa even if it doesn't make it all the way to the bronchial tubes. Rav Chananya, as Mara says, was sick, and Rav Nassan and all the G'day Dadarik came to visit him. A person came for a ruling regarding a lung that had dissolved to the point that it could be poured like water, and he passed it as kosher. Rava said, this is only correct if the bronchial tubes within the lungs are still intact. Rav Ashi explained to Rav Acha, the son of Rava, you can determine if the bronchial tubes are still intact by pouring the contents of the lungs into a glazed earthenware bowl. If we see white streaks among the lung matter, the animal is a trefa. If not, it's kosher. Rav Nachman said, if part of the inside of the lung decomposed, but the outer membrane is intact, the animal is kosher. And the Brisa says this as well. The Brisa says if the inside of a lung decomposed but the outer membrane is intact, the animal is kosher even if the void left was able to hold a reveal of liquid. If an animal's womb was removed, the animal is still kosher. The case of an animal's liver that became wormy was presented by the people of Asiya to the Sanhedrin for 3 Yom Tov, and at the 3rd Yom Tov, the Sanhedrin said that the animal was mutter.